Well, there's been a lot of thought, a lot of study about what the role of foreign investors should be in countries, and it's very tempting for governments to go to them, you know, to build infrastructure and to do things because they're organized, they do project management, they've got skills. But my own view is that's a mistake, that the number one thing that companies need to do is to produce what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to strike a fair bargain with the country so that when prices are low, they don't leave. And when prices are high, the country benefits as well as the company. I think companies really need to, for the most part, stay in their lane. You can, there's this concept of shared value. You can share value, for example, if you're going to build an airport because you have to bring your own material in, it should be available to everyone. If you're going to build telecommunications and electricity, then you can expand, you should expand that to the neighborhood. But when they make their social investments, and I think Exxon is actually doing this in Guyana, do things like build a vocational school, which will train people who you will hire, but who can also get jobs elsewhere. But when countries start to lean on these companies to do other things, like in Iraq, to build the water system, it's a risk. If the company does it, you haven't had an auction or a bid. Did you get a fair price? Or how do you pay for it? If you pay for it after what they call cost oil, so the company is paying itself. Well, then when you actually get to doing that, the country's like, where's the money? Oh, we're paying for the electricity system you had us build. So it's risky for the country. It's risky for the company. And this is a place where I think it's the responsibility of supporting governments and international financial institutions to help the country figure out how to get its infrastructure and let the company do what it was brought in for, which is to make the money.